The next item of business is a discussion and possible action on adoption of a resolution for issuance of bonds to finance facilities for the benefit of TXU Energy Company, LL, in Robertson County, presented by John Hall.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. You may remember back in your meeting in October, the committee passed and the board passed an inducement resolution, which was really the preliminary steps for granting TXU the ability to move forward, TXU Electric, on pursuing a potential financing of a project that they have in Robertson County. We are now, progress is being made there. That project is still planning to move forward. And what we want to bring to you is actually a resolution for the board's review and approval to proceed with that project and hopefully arrange for the financing. Let me explain. This is what we referred to in the past as pollution control bond financing. It is a conduit type of financing. The Brazos River Authority issues bonds in their name, but they're fully guaranteed by the, in this case, TXU Energy. We have no liabilities associated with that, but in order for them to be tax-exempt financing, they have to go through a public entity like ourselves. TXU has to use someone like Brazos River Authority, and since this is in our basin, we are the entity that they use, and of course we've done this in the past. We didn't have any pollution control bond issuances in the last fiscal year. We did back in 2004. It's an opportunity for us to basically use our name and to receive a fee. It's actually a pretty good opportunity because we get a fee that's been pre-approved in our that the board approved some time back. In this case, it's 75 basis points of the amount of the par value of the issuance. And I might add that what was in your book contemplated a $100 million issuance of the tax-exempt portion. This is really a $2 billion project for TXU, but originally it was indicated that about $100 million of that $2 billion project is eligible perhaps for tax-exempt financing. Now TXU, and this is just has been a pretty fluid operation, and I might add that Dan Culver with McCall Parkhurst is here today and is the council that's representing us working on this. Dan indicated to me late last week that TXU had decided to increase the tax-exempt, or was able to increase the tax-exempt element of that $2 billion project to about $150 million. And so included in your folder is actually a substitute agenda item, which the only difference in the one that was originally in your book and that is that where it was $100 million, it's now $150 million as far as the debt issuance, the proposed debt issuance. And then also what changes and that's significant to us and very much our benefit is that the fee that we receive goes up from what was previously $750,000, goes up to $1.125 million. So we actually would make a significant more money if they're able to finalize that and get it issued. But that is the revised resolution is for $150 million now as opposed to $100 million. And I'll be happy to answer any questions I can, and if not, I'll refer them to Dan over there about this. This is a good opportunity where we could, if it goes through, TXU follows through with it, it happens, we could get up to $1.1 million of funding for this year.
Would it be
probably
fall within this year, one time?
Yes, I believe so. Dan, the timing of this, what's the proposed timing of it as it stands right now?
Closing anywhere from the latter part of February to the latter part of March. Now, that could be delayed. The authorization of this resolution would extend 12 months. So if something were to happen, we could extend it sooner rather than later.
Any further questions or comments?
Can we get all of our money up front?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
There are no further questions or comments. John, would you read the resolution?
Thank you.
Now, you think this was a plant to get John where you can hear his voice for longer. But it takes a long time to get through this very lengthy resolution, but for $1.2 million, it's worth it.
It is a long resolution. I think this is even longer than the previous one.
You need a glass of water.
Okay, I'll start. I'm sorry, first, let's have a motion. Please.
So moved.
Director Pena, second. Second. Director Garcia. All right, yeah, call. Good reading, John.
Okay. Yes, sir. Be it hereby resolved that the Banking and Finance Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Whereas the Board of Directors of the Authority, Board of the Brazos River Authority, Authority in parentheses, authorizes the issuance of revenue bonds in parentheses, in the amount not to exceed $150 million in accordance with the provisions of Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, Chapter 30, Texas Water Code as amended, and Chapter 221, Texas Water Code, collectively the acts, and whereas the Board has determined it is necessary and advisable to authorize the execution of an installment sale and bond amortization agreement in parentheses, between the authority and TXU Energy Company, LLC, company, in connection with the issuance of the bonds, and whereas the agreement will be executed to provide for the issuance of the bonds, which will provide funds to acquire, construct, and improve certain sewage and solid waste collection, control, and disposal equipment and facilities located, based at or used in connection with the site owned by the company and known as the Oak Grove Electric Generating Plant, which is located within the boundaries of the issuer in Robertson County, Texas, project in parentheses, and whereas in connection with the issuance of the bonds, the issuer has determined that the project is designed to achieve a vital public purpose to benefit and protect the health, general welfare, and property of the general public, and the legislature of the state of Texas, through the acts, has provided and determined that it is the policy of the state of Texas and the purpose of the acts that the resources of the state of Texas be safeguarded from pollution, and that the issuer, by carrying out the purposes of the acts, is performing an essential public function under the Texas Constitution, specifically Article 16, Section 59A thereof. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, Section 1, the recitals hereof are incorporated in and made a part hereof for all purposes. Section 2, to provide funds for the acquisition, construction, and improvement of the project, which in accordance with the agreement will be conveyed to the company or the company's designee user in the manner set forth in the agreement, there shall be and are hereby authorized to be issued the bonds in an aggregate principal amount not to exceed $150 million. Section 3. The bonds shall be issued in accordance with the trust indenture, in parentheses the indenture, binding between the issuer and the Bank of New York as trustee, in parentheses the trustee, the form of which has been presented to the board in the agreement, in form of which has been presented to the board, shall provide for the source of payment of the bonds, to wit, installment payments to be made by the company or its assignee therein under. Section 4, the form, terms, and provisions of the indenture, the bonds, in parentheses, the form of which is contained in the indenture, and the agreement are hereby authorized and approved, and the presiding officer and the vice presiding officer of the issuer are hereby severally authorized to execute and deliver the indenture, the bonds, and the agreement on behalf of the issuer, with the changes therein as the officers executing the same may approve. Such approval will be conclusively evidenced by the execution thereof, and the secretary and any assistant secretary of the issuer are hereby severally authorized to attest such signatures. Section 5. The bonds shall be in the form prescribed in the indenture. The bonds may mature from time to time, provided that no bond shall mature later than 40 years after its dated date. The bond shall bear interest at a rate not exceeding 15% per annum. Section 6. In connection with the offering of the bonds, the board hereby authorizes the use of a preliminary official statement and an official statement, in parentheses, collectively the official statement, with respect to the bonds, and hereby authorizes the use of the information pertaining to the issuer therein in substantially the form that has been presented to the board at the meeting in which the resolution was adopted. Provided that, by the adoption of the resolution, the issuer does not accept responsibility for the content of the official statement, except for the information specifically approved by this Section 6 for use therein. Section 7. The board hereby appoints each of the presiding officer, the general manager, CEO, and the chief financial officer of the issuer to represent the issuer for purposes of taking any action that may lawfully be taken by the board's appointee with respect to the indenture, the agreement, and the underwriting agreement, in parentheses, the underwriting agreement, to be entered into to provide for the sale of the bonds, in parentheses, in the capacity of representatives of the board, hereunder the presiding officer, general manager, CEO, and the chief financial officer shall each be referred to as an issuer representative. The issuer representative is hereby designated as the agent of the issuer for the purpose of selling the bonds and determining the price at which the bonds shall be sold, provided that the bonds shall not be sold at a price that is less than 95% of the par value thereof. The issuer representative shall sell the bonds through negotiation in cooperation with the company, and the sale of the bonds shall be evidenced by an issuer representative executing the underwriting agreement. Subject to any restrictions contained in the Section 7 and the provisions of Section 2 and 5 hereof, the issuer representative is authorized to approve on behalf of the board the following matters with respect to the bonds. A. The series designation or designations and the dated date or dates of the bonds in the agreement, the indenture, and other bond documents. B. The initial interest rate noted for the bonds. C. The principal amount and the maturity dates or dates of the bonds. D. If any of the bonds shall be subject to redemption prior to maturity, the dates, price, and terms upon which and at which the bond shall be so subject to redemption, even whether the bond shall be secured by a credit agreement or policy of bond insurance, and F, any other matters related to the bonds that require the approval of or action by the issuer or the issuer representative acting on behalf of the issuer to the extent permitted by law. The determinations of the issuer representative that are made in accordance with this Section 7 shall be specified in a certificate of an issuer representative. The issuer representative shall approve such changes to the official statement, the indenture, and the agreement as he or she may deem necessary and appropriate to accomplish this, the foregoing. Section 8, the officers, employees, and agents of the issuer, and each of them shall be, and each is expressly authorized and empowered from time to time, and at any time to do and perform such acts and things, and to execute, acknowledge, and deliver in the name and under the corporate seal, if necessary, and on behalf of the issuer, all certificates, financing statements, instruments, and other papers, whether or not herein mentioned, as they may determine to be necessary or desirable in order to carry out the terms and provisions of the resolution, as well as the terms and provisions of the indenture, the agreement, and the underwriting agreement, the determination to be conclusively evidenced by the performance of the acts and the things in the execution of any such certificate, financing statement, or other instrument. Section 9, it shall be the duty of the issuer representative to deliver the bonds to the Attorney General of Texas for examination and approved by the Attorney General. After the bonds are approved by the Attorney General, they shall be delivered to the Comptroller of Public Accounts of the State of Texas for registration. Upon registration of the bonds, the Comptroller of Public Accounts or a designated deputy thereof shall manually sign the Comptroller's Certificate of Registration prescribed in the indenture to be attached to each of the bonds to be initially delivered to the purchaser or purchasers thereof, in parentheses, the underwriter, and the seal of the comptroller shall be affixed thereto. Section 10, the issuer representative is hereby authorized to deliver to the trustee written instructions for the delivery of the bonds to the underwriter upon payment of the purchase price thereof, and for the use and application of the bond proceeds and any other funds contributed by the company or any other user for the purpose of financing the project. Section 11, the board may designate from time to time other officers or employees of the issuer to act as the issuer representative, the designation to be evidenced by a certificate filed with the trustee and the company. Section 12, the board hereby authorizes the general manager or his designee to serve as hearing officer for purposes of holding a public hearing, if required by applicable provisions of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, relative to the issuance of the bonds and the project. The board requests that the Attorney General approve the issuance of the bonds pursuant to Section 147F of the Internal Revenue Code for the purpose of such section. Section 13, the issuance of the bonds in accordance with the indenture in this resolution is hereby authorized. This resolution shall be effective from the date of adoption by the board. Upon the adoption hereof, this resolution shall constitute the sole act of the board with respect to the issuance of the bonds and the other matters set forth herein. Resolution 14, the board hereby directs that the persons acting in the capacity of the issuer or representative from time to time shall represent the issuer for purposes of taking any action that may lawfully be taken by the issuer with respect to conversions of the interest rate determination methods for the bonds, including without limitation the use of alternative redemption provisions in connection with any remarketings of the bonds as all as may be elected by the company in accordance with the terms and provisions of the indenture. Section 15, with the exception of the delegation made to issuer representative in Section 14, which shall continue while the bonds are outstanding, all other delegations made to the issuer representative in this resolution shall, unless renewed by the board, expire on February 1st, 2007.
Thank you, John. You call for the vote, please.
John Say?
Yes.
Director Baker?
Yes.
Director Bayon?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lawrence?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Pena?
Yes.
Director Allison?
Yes.
Motion is carried.